This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've looked at some names attributed to Jesus by John in his gospel. These names, found in John 20:31, help us understand who Jesus is and why we should believe in him. Let's continue this study by going to the very first verse of the Gospel of John, where Jesus is identified as the Word. He is the expression and explanation of who God is. No one has seen God, it says in verse 18, but Jesus, the one and only, or the only begotten one, who came from the Father's right hand, has made him known. If you read this opening chapter carefully, you'll find that what Jesus, the Word, made known was God's glory, grace, and truth. You'll also notice in the first two verses that there is a plurality in the Godhead. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. This one who came to reveal the Father came to his own chosen people, but they did not receive him. The world didn't recognize him. But notice what it says in verses 12 and 13. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. If what you know of Jesus Christ convinces you that he is the Savior, let me encourage you to receive him by believing in him as Savior and Lord. If you're still not sure, read John's Gospel again, carefully, prayerfully, and with an open heart and mind. Jesus promised, "Seek and you will find." Ask God to help you understand.